Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here and welcome back to Digital Poison. Today's topic: breaking up with your phone, not forever, maybe just a little while. Because let's face it, we've all been there, right? That moment when you realise you've scrolled through social media for an hour straight, feeling like you accomplished nothing except maybe understanding the latest cat meme craze. Ever felt that nagging voice in your head whispering, "Is this really how I want to spend my time? Yeah, me too." So, we're diving deep into digital detoxing, a step-by-step guide to reclaiming your time and sanity from those glowing rectangles that are slowly becoming extensions of ourselves. We're going to talk about why it's so important to unplug, how to actually do it, because let's be honest, breaking up with your phone can feel like a breakup with your best friend, and some seriously awesome benefits you'll experience once you hit the digital pause button. First things first. Why should we even bother detoxing? Think about it, constant notifications, endless scrolling, the fear of missing out, FOMO, they all contribute to this crazy cycle of stress, anxiety, and exhaustion. It's like a marathon where your brain never gets to rest. A digital detox helps you break free from that cycle. You'll sleep better, focus sharper, and feel more energized and present in the real world. Now, I know what you're thinking. But Rachel, how can I possibly live without my phone? This is my lifeline, my camera, my alarm clock. Listen, I get it. Our phones are amazing tools, but they're not meant to control our lives. That's where the detox comes in. It's about finding a healthy balance, not throwing your phone into a volcano, although that would be pretty satisfying. Here are some practical tips to get you started. 1. Set boundaries. This is huge. Decide on specific times when you'll unplug completely: dinner with loved ones, a morning walk in nature, even just an hour before bed. Treat these phone-free zones like sacred time and resist the urge to sneak a peek. You'll be surprised how much more you actually enjoy those moments when your phone isn't stealing your attention. 2. Turn off notifications. Seriously, those little pings are designed to addict us. Turn off all but the absolutely essential ones. Think calls from family or important work reminders. The rest can wait. You don't need to be constantly bombarded by information. 3. Find alternative activities. This is where the fun begins. Rediscover hobbies you've forgotten, learn something new, connect with friends face to face, read a good book, gasp. Go for walks in nature, anything that engages your mind and body without involving a screen. Trust me, you'll be amazed at how much you have to offer the world when you're not constantly scrolling. 4. Create phone-free zones. Designate certain areas of your home as phone-free zones: your bedroom, the dinner table, maybe even the bathroom, unless you really need to look up a recipe. This helps create physical boundaries and signals to your brain that it's time to disconnect. 5. Start small. Don't try to go cold turkey. Begin with small increments of time, maybe 30 minutes here, an hour there. As you get more comfortable, gradually increase the duration. Remember, consistency is key. It takes time to break old habits and form new ones. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She was constantly glued to her phone, checking emails, social media, texting, you name it. She felt exhausted all the time, couldn't focus at work, and her sleep was terrible. Finally, she decided to try a digital detox for a week. At first, it was tough. But she started taking walks in nature, reconnected with old friends, and even picked up painting again. By the end of the week, Sarah felt like a different person. She slept better, had more energy, and actually enjoyed her time off work. She learned that sometimes, disconnecting is the best way to connect with yourself and the world around you. So, what are the key takeaways? Remember, your phone is a tool, not your master. Be mindful of how much time you spend on it, set boundaries, find alternative activities, create phone-free zones, and start small. You've got this. Ready to hit that digital pause button? I encourage you to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. Leave a review if you found it helpful, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember to unplug, recharge, and live your life to the fullest. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.